Hello, signs of intelligent life. You're listening to the 2022 North Carolina Radio Play Festival on the CPF Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. For this year's festival, we are tuning into the Multiversal Radio Network. You'll experience 6 science fiction stories, all about alternative futures, extraterrestrial beings, and science gone awry. Stay tuned for tonight's episode. Our first entry into the festival is Bring on the Rain by Jamie Baker Palmer. Let's tune into a future where the country is controlled by a cruel minister. The minister demands everything to be absolutely perfect, including the weather. But what a wonderful thing to know that even the minister herself is no match for a resourceful mad scientist, let alone a weather forecaster.
Live in the studio, it's Don Dobson with Channel 4's Once a Day Weather. So nice you don't need to hear it twice.
Let's look at our forecast for the next few days. Sunny skies all day tomorrow. On Wednesday, we have 0% chance of precipitation. Thursday, not cloudy at all. And Friday, we can see more of the exact same. As we say, sunshine is happiness in the sky. Over to Big Ray with scores from last night's game.
And we're out.
What are you doing, Dawn? We are supposed to be happy. We are supposed to be peppy. No gloom, remember? We've been over this before.
I just can't take it anymore. Sunny skies all the time. It's awful. Unnatural. We have had the same weather for the last 10 years. We can't keep living like this.
Dawn, keep your voice down. You don't want to say things like that. We can and will continue. The ministry might be listening. Remember what happened to Watkins? They still can't dislodge his laser pointer. Messing with the minister herself is serious business.
I used to be a real weatherman. Reported actual weather that changed. We kept people safe from tornadoes. And children got to stay home from school when I declared snow. Fog would roll in and wind would shake the trees. And now, nothing. Just sunshine all the time. I can't deal with it anymore. I'm going to my dressing room.
Dawn, listen to me. Don't antagonize her. We don't need that trouble.
I'll show them. The minister will never know it was me. I will make it rain anytime I want with the help of my insect colleagues. You will carry out our master plan, changing the world back as it should be.
Dawn! We've missed you! It's been so long!
My friends, it's almost time. We are so close. Soon, it will become dark and stormy above. All we need is to finish this formula, and it will all be ours. You will no longer be lightning bugs. You will be transformed into thunder and lightning bugs.
Yes! Did you bring the electro-thunder particle extractorator?
Right here in my lunch sack. I hid it in the Twinkies.
Twinkies!
I just need to take the extract from here, then add it to the particle extractorator over there, and place it into the science-o-meter. And the formula is ready. Now to test it. Which one of you lovely Lamprids is ready to step into your destiny? You will bring rain down upon these insipid people.
Pick me. Pick me. We are ready. Give us serum. We will invade the sky. Make it pour down on the humans' heads.
Brighty, come forward. You will be the first to test.
Ouch!
Bridey, are you all righty? Misty, Wendell, help him.
Can you stand on your own six legs?
We can lift you up.
Bridey, you are growing.
Ooh. Ah. I've never seen such a thing.
I feel powerful.
Can you lift up? Try flapping your wings.
I'll try. I'm not sure I can do it by myself.
Don, we can make it work. Let's synchronize our flapping.
It's working.
The serum works.
Magnificent. Amazing.
Now us.
Out the window and into the atmosphere! Fly, all of you! Fly and make it rain! The Ministry has no idea what's coming for them!
Over to Don Dobson with Channel 4's once-a-day weather. It's still raining, and he's not complaining.
In today's forecast, beautiful rain continues to fall steadily in our viewing region. If you can hear my voice, it's time to unearth those umbrellas and galoshes. It's going to continue raining for the next several days. As I now love to say, gray clouds are happiness in the sky.
And we are out.
That felt superb. Isn't it wonderful weather we're having?
It was you, wasn't it? You're the one responsible for the change.
Me? I'm a man of science, meteorological science. How could I have made this glorious magic happen?
I should have never allowed you to expense that laboratory equipment. What have you done?
You mean undone. I took back our right to have weather. All kinds of weather. This rain is just the beginning. Wait till you see what I have planned for winter.
She'll come for you, Dawn. The Minister of Sunshine and Lollipops will come for us all. Oh, and she will be cranky. Oh, no. She's here.
Hello there. Terrible weather we're having today.
Minister Dimples, it's an honor. What brings you out on an afternoon like this?
So much noise in the sky. How is a person expected to get their nap?
I sleep like a baby when it's raining.
Well, I am not a baby, and I hate rain. And I think you are the cause of it, Weatherman Mr. Dawn. You created those abominations in the sky, and they must be destroyed.
You will never get close enough to lay your grubby little hands on my thunder and lightning bugs.
My grubby little hands? We will see about that. We have turned off all the outside lights and set up lawn chairs around the perimeter. They will naturally be drawn to our location. They will be here any minute.
Say hello to my little friends.
They're invading the studio. The equipment will be ruined.
Dawn, is she trying to harm you?
She wants to take away the rain and destroy you. We can't let her do that.
We will stop her.
Quick, run for the door. We have them trapped.
Dawn, you must come with us. Escape now. They're swarming.
No, they would never hurt me. They are my creations. Leave. Leave us here in peace and storms.
Oh, are you all right, Minister? You barely made it out of there alive.
I'm fine. It will all be better soon. They will never escape now.
How can you be so sure?
I've had a giant mason jar placed over the studio.
But there are no holes poked in the top. They will never make it out alive. Dawn and the bugs are trapped.
Oopsie.
How dare she?
I can't breathe.
She's a monster.
You did not fail me. You have brought me the greatest joy of my career. You have given me the gift of perfect weather. Thank you. Bring on the thunder. Bring on the lightning. Bring on the rain.
And that was Bring on the Rain by Jamie Baker Palmer. Starring tonight's show was Brant Burgess as Dawn, Laura J. Parker as the producer, Bonnie Marie Williams as the minister, Carl Neubile as the television announcer, Jay Zeta as Brighty, Nicole Weintraub as Misty, and Troy Suter as Wendell. Sound design, editing, and direction by Mike Brannon. Sound effects and music were pulled from FreeSoundDB and the YouTube Audio Library under the Creative Commons licensing. Tune in next week to hear the new short comedy, A Close Encounter of the Toasty Kind, by Eric Weil, and the new sci-fi horror play, Threat, by Susan Stedman. This recording is a co-production of the Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro as a part of the 2022 North Carolina Radio Play Festival. If you want to hear more audio plays, visit the Cary Playwrights Forum website and find the CPF Radio Hour podcast page. There, you can find our previous audio festivals and full audio series. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week to the CPF Radio Hour, your number one station for the greatest hits of the multiverse.